Hi, this is Dr. Leung. Last name is this is Dr. Leung. The principal patient last name is Nino-Mendez. First name is Margarita, Margarita. Date of visit is November 8, 2022. Date of birth is January 18, 1988. Next paragraph, dear doctor, I have the pleasure. Dear doctor, James Pelton, B-E-L-T-O-N, again, P-E-L-T-O-N, James Pelton, MD, I have the pleasure to see Margarita today for follow-up evaluation for seizures. Next one, Mr. President, you're in this mission, a 34-year-old female, so I was treating for seizures of herself. I started a patient on Briviac. Briviac at the last visit of her stuff. She's been taking the Briviac. She doesn't have any more seizures anymore for stuff, but she's tolerating well to the Briviac of her stuff. However, she cannot take the day dose of her stuff. She's only taking the night dose of her stuff. She tells me when she takes the day dose of her, a patient have a stomach pain for stuff. Probably when she takes only the night dose of her, she does not have that for stuff. So she's only taking Briviac 100 milligrams a night of her stuff. Patient also been taking Topamax 100 milligrams a night for stuff, that she does not have any side effects for that. So for stuff, patient's been wearing the helmet. So for stuff, next paragraph, impressions, history of seizure disorder. For stuff, the patient has been very stable and without any seizures as kind of since she's been taking the Briviac. So for stuff, the patient's taking Briviac 100 milligrams 1 THQHS. So for stuff, QPM. For stuff, patient also been taking Topamax 100 milligrams QPM. For stuff, patient's not able to tolerate the morning dose of Briviac, comma, because she has stomach upset. For some of condition, extreme version of developed diagnosis. Next number, continue the Briviac 100 milligrams of 1 pill at night. And next number, continue the Topamax 100 milligrams a night. And next number, patient is already off of Dilantin. For some, she's no longer taking Dilantin. For some, next number. Recommendation, continue to do the helmet. So first up, explain to the patient she needs to use the helmet every day. I recommend her to use the helmet for at least to be 6 months free of seizure, at least for 6 months of free seizure free. Until then, she should continue to use the helmet. So first time, whatever. Next number, recommendation to follow with me in the recommendation, follow with me in 3 months of first time. I'm sure that this marks the end of the presentation.